Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope you had a blessed Christmas season and a happy new year. It's now the 2nd of January. We are looking at a state funeral today for the 38th President of the United States. And as far as a basic news summary goes, I want to refer to something that I wrote just before the dawning of the new year for the Breaking All the Rules News Columnist Guild News Bureau. And it was as follows. As we get ready to enter the new year of 2007, one thing is abundantly clear. The national political leadership of the government of the United States and its Israeli and corporate allies have no idea as to how to extricate themselves from the mess that is Iraq. The economic cost of the war approaches $1 billion. The American death toll approaches 3,000 and counting. The British medical journal Lancet has credibly demonstrated that 655,000 Iraqis have lost their lives since March of 2003. There is no emerging credible plan to establish a political infrastructure that Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds can achieve consensus with. And the burgeoning totals of national debt to Asian bankers to finance the project for a new American Century's plan to secure the realm virtually guarantees a catastrophic declension in the fortunes of the dollar, along with the fortunes of the American empire across the board. A second thing is also abundantly clear in 2007. The lunacy that has resulted in what the CFR trilateralist and Kissinger protege Lawrence Eagleburger freely acknowledged on the day of the release of the findings of the Iraq Study Group as a, quote, unprecedented crisis of confidence in American leadership and political institutions, unquote, is about to escalate. My prediction: the United States and or Israel will attack Iran within the next 12 months. The results will be even more catastrophic than the invasion of Iraq 46 months ago. The American national security state will discover Iran to be a more powerful opponent than imagined. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that had cut its teeth in the Iran-Iraq War of 1980 through 88 will turn the American-British purgatory with Iraqi Shiites into a living hell. There will be unprecedented asymmetrical attacks on the worldwide assets of the United States and the UK in the aftermath of a preemptive military action against Tehran. American and Israeli aerial strikes on Iranian nuclear power stations throughout that country will fall short of success due to the hardened character of the sites in question, even as massive numbers of Iranian civilian casualties will result. The attacks will strengthen, not weaken, the support of Iranians for the IRI regime in Tehran as a result of Western interventionism. And as Lieutenant General William Odom indicated the other day to the Nieman Journalism Foundation of Harvard University, the failed character of the ill-fated American-Israeli air attacks will most surely be followed by the draconian decision to commit massive numbers of ground troops to Iran. This will be the straw that breaks the proverbial back of the empire's camel. The inevitable reinstitution of military conscription in the United States will produce domestic political blowback comparable to that in the Islamic world from Somalia to Indonesia. And when American debt instruments are jettisoned on the international currency markets by Asian banks protesting the latest war for the empire, the free fall of the dollar and the ensuing economic collapse will combine with the draft to provide a spontaneous response of political combustion on the part of the American people against the internationalist Likudnik cabal clearly responsible the greatest debacle in the storied history of what was the American Republic. Will the inflammatory situation destroy the country, or will it restore its fortunes after massive tragedy and tumult? That is the $64,000 question in 2007. Only God literally knows. This is something that I wrote a few days ago for Breaking All the Rules News. When we come back, we will be joined by Frosty Wooldridge, who is an immigration expert and is a member of the BATR Columnist Guild. Stay tuned for Frosty when Mark Dankoff's America returns from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. He is an immigration expert. He's also a member of the Breaking All the Rules Paleo Conservative Columnist Guild. He lives in Denver, Colorado. He has, in the last number of years, bicycled around the globe to the tune of about 100,000 miles and has been on six continents in that regard. And has also been around the United States about six times on his bicycle. He's written a lot of amazing things, including a very special publication entitled The Coming Population Crisis in America, What You Can Do About It. This is a presentation that he brings to colleges and conferences and high schools and civic clubs all over the country. He has a series of published books, including Handbook for Touring Bicyclists, Strike Free, Take Your Base, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion. That's one of perhaps will be of particularly appropriate interest for the listeners of this network. He is also in the process of completing yet another book entitled Tilting the Statue of Liberty into a Swamp. Frosty, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you, and Happy New Year, and may we all look forward to some great changes here in the year of 2007 in the United States of America.
Yes, before we get into this whole business of what those changes should be and what kind of course we should alter, which you're certainly one of the major experts on in terms of what's happening in this country culturally and politically and economically, I wanted to ask one question just out of curiosity. Since you are from Denver, do you have any insight or any inside information regarding this recent story about the killing of the Denver Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams out there in this drive-by shooting?
For the most part, this was an unfortunate act of violence created by a confrontation in a nightclub at 2 in the morning. And it wasn't that Darrent Williams was involved in anything criminal. It was that he was just an unlucky participant at a 2 in the morning party that came out to be just somehow got into an argument. And then he got into his stretch limousine. In fact, one of the other players, Yvon Walker, who's one of the receivers for the Broncos, literally was sitting right next to Darrent Williams and didn't get killed, but the bullets were whizzing by his head. And this particular confrontation obviously was with some people who just didn't think much about shooting up and blowing up and so forth. So it was an unfortunate situation. It's a great tragedy here in Denver, and a young man's life. And this guy was well liked. Darrent Williams was well liked, and he was just an extraordinarily good person. And he unfortunately was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and didn't duck fast enough, and didn't know what was coming. And he is now history, and it's a great tragedy here in Denver.
Yeah, and I think once again it underscores what we also read about here in San Antonio and virtually everywhere else in the country, and that is that there is a spirit of lawlessness and a spirit of violence that characterizes a culture, it seems to me, that is in complete freefall. Since you are a paleoconservative and you write not only for BATR but for Elizabeth Wright's News with Views and a series of other very fine publications online, what do you think, getting back to your initial comments here at the top of the hour, about the need for change in 2007? Where do you think we have been headed? Where do you think we as a country need to head?
Well, as anyone who reads my columns weekly, twice weekly, I'm doing specifically on Mondays at News with Views, certainly at Bader and all over the nation and the news services that I write for. We're facing the greatest crisis in America since the Civil War, and that is the fracturing of this country into those who love this country and those who hate this country. And we're also facing another aspect that no one wants to talk about. And if I may, Mark, in 1860, Mark Twain said that the shabbiest of all lies is silent assertion. Silent assertion is a term that he coined in 1860, and he said that this occurs when the politicians and the media and those in power obfuscate, cloud, deny, suppress, or ignore a social wrong. And the social wrong back in 1860 was slavery. And it had been going on for so long, everybody thought it was normal. But there was a growing intelligence in the United States and a growing ethical and a moral dilemma that they all faced. And yet the southern states didn't want to give it up. And it resulted, of course, in states' rights, conflict, and then, of course, the Civil War. What we're facing in this country is an invasion by another country, namely Mexico and Central and South America, and even there's illegals, about 2 million illegal aliens in this country from China. And that conflict and that crisis we face is not being addressed by the media, and in fact is being enhanced and helped by it, certainly by this president and for the most part the entire Congress. And that is the crisis of an invasion of illegal aliens breaking our laws, our immigration laws, coming to this country illegally, and it's being supported by corporations who are making a lot of money, while we, the American public, then, of course, subsidize it and pay the taxes and pay the consequences. And, of course, the crime that is now part and parcel of it. The average day here today in the United States on the 2nd of January 2007, anywhere from 12 to 24 Americans will be killed by illegal alien migrants who come to this country. And, in fact, United States Congressman Steve King last summer, when I was on my 21st Century Paul Revere ride through 48 states and 20,000 miles, stated that 13 people will die from drunken driving illegal aliens, mostly Mexicans, today, and another 12 will be killed by outright violence of gun play and or knife play or some other kind of violence. And so you're seeing that kind of scenario growing in this country because, and I've said this before, and I want to make this very clear to the listening public, corruption becomes a mechanism by which third world countries operate. And when the people grow up under that kind of corruption, they also inculcate it and they enculturate it, and it becomes a part of how they operate. And so as you see the invasion of America by these third worlders come here, they then create, and here in Denver, we are the people smuggling capital of the West, cornerstone here in Denver with the I-25 and I-70 and 80 coming out of this corner of Colorado, or this middle of Colorado. You also have forgery of green cards and Social Security cards and identity theft and birth certificates as an art form. You have drug running that is just extraordinary here in the Denver area, branching out across the nation. And so what I try to do is bring these to the forefront, because the silent assertion that's going on at ABC, NBC, CBS, and in fact Fox and even CNN, except for Lou Dobbs, you will notice that Tom Brokaw just last Tuesday gave a special of illegal immigration in the shadow of the American dream, and he absolutely supported it. He showed it was no big deal. He condoned it in his program for the entire nation to see. It was really one of those things called silent assertion. So that's what we battle. We get to be. And so I wrote a counter. I wrote a counter that was published yesterday in News with Views. It also was published in the Aspen Times. And it said what NBC's Brokaw didn't report. And, of course, I gave a litany of the consequences. And the consequences, of course, of all the deaths here in Colorado from illegal aliens. We've got illegal aliens executing our police officers. We've got them raping our women, you know, in doubles, triples, quadruples, and fours and eights. We've got hit-and-run accidents to the tune of 270 last year in Greeley, Colorado. We've got crime. We've got cars being stolen. Like in Arizona, 57,000 cars in the Phoenix area every year are stolen by illegal aliens. And this kind of corruption is manifesting throughout. And of course, jobs are being taken and downgraded and wages degraded by illegal aliens taking over Americans' jobs. The middle class is paying the difference. We have a 67% dropout flunkout rate in Denver public schools. This is commensurate to any other school systems, whether it's here or in Texas. And one out of every five teachers quits every nine-month cycle. We have 40 different languages. And I'm a former teacher here in Colorado, so this is particularly upsetting to me. But along with all of that, we are growing this nation. And this is what I write about on Thursdays at News with Views, Rents.com. You can go to many of the news services. And that is the crisis we face, that I have seen in my travels around the world on a bicycle, now six continents, 100,000 miles in the last 30 years. And in fact, in the summer of 2005, I bicycled almost 4,000 miles from the Arctic Circle, Norway, to Athens, Greece. Not bad for a 60-year-old guy, huh?
Yeah, I will tell my listeners I won't be trying that, but go ahead.
Right. And so here's the crisis we face, and this is the ultimate crisis we face. We crossed over 300 million people in October of this last year, in 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, because of immigration, solely because of immigration, the United States will grow by 100 million people in the next 33 years by the year 2040. California, I'll be right back.
Yes, we will be back with Frosty Wooldridge. I want to pursue some of these statistics that he talks about when Mark Dankos America returns live on the Republic Broadcasting Network from San Antonio, Texas. Also want to discuss part 14 of his article, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, where he speaks about sustainable growth that is unsustainable. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. Just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado. He is a member of the Breaking All the Rules Paleo Conservative Columnist Guild. Elizabeth Wright over at Issues and Views, a very fine African-American paleo conservative, utilizes Frosty with a great deal of frequency in regard to his columns. And among all of the things that Frosty has written, I've in recent times been looking at some of the particulars in his essays, The Coming Population Crisis in America, What You Can Do About It. And before the break, Frosty, we were talking about this whole business of potentially adding 100 million people to the population of this country in the next 34 years, on top of what we presently have in regard to 12 to 20 million illegal aliens here right now. Are those your basic stats on that?
That's correct. Bears and Stearns have really proven out that it's not the government official report of only 12 million illegal aliens. It's well over 20 million, and that was a 2005 Bear Stearns report based on the kinds of populations in the schools, the number of people working and the jobs that were taken up and the census from 2000, those numbers proved out that they had huge vacancies in the realities of the spending patterns and the living patterns and the housing and so forth. And so Bear Stearns researched it with some really top-notch people, and they found out that the 12 million figure by the U.S. government is way low. It's somewhere between 20 and 25 million. And so what you're seeing is an entire shift of another country and other countries that are now exploding. And ladies and gentlemen, I would really like you to understand this. I have been to those places where it is already in fruition. I have traveled throughout China, India, Bangladesh, Mexico, South America, Central America. I have been where the misery, the suffering, and the hopelessness is now simply a part of those cultures. And the problem is that the U.S. has a very stable population. The American female is at 2.03 fertility. If it wasn't for immigration, we would have a very balanced 255 million people in this country right now instead of the 300 million, and now growing to another 100 million in 33 years. And the reason for that is that the world grows by 10,000 babies per hour net gain, 240,000 per day, and over almost 80 million per year. And we're now past the tipping point of carrying capacity and the ability to feed and clothe and water these populations. And so because they are in such great tragedy, they are now exporting themselves into and importing themselves into our country, and we're allowing it. And one of the great crises we face is the standard of living and the quality of life will degrade. Let me bring this into some really serious numbers for you. California, now at 37.5 million people, having grown from about 16 million back, or 19 million back in 1965, is going to grow to another added 20 million by 2035, which is only just, 30 years from now or less. At the same time, Texas is going to grow by 12 million people by 2025. Arizona is going to grow by between 5 and 7 million. Here in Colorado, we're going to grow from the current 4.3 million to 9.7 million. And the problem is, of course, water. And one of the things I have found in my travels throughout the world is that leaders in the third world simply ignore a problem until it becomes irreversible and unsolvable. 50 years ago, China knew it was going to hit a billion, 0.3. India knew it was going to hit a billion. Places like Bangladesh, which is a massively poverty-stricken nation, has 129 million people in a landmass the size of Colorado. So, ladies and gentlemen, those countries continue to explode and boom their numbers. Mexico, in the last century, grew from 50 million to 104 million. Now, Mexico, in this century, is expected to grow to 300 million, in other words, triple its current size. So if you don't think it's a problem, think about the fact that if Mexico right now with 104 million can't even take care of its population, and that population has now well over 10 to 12 million has now exported itself out of Mexico and now is here in this country, as you can see it growing in Texas for sure. I think Texas has about 1.5 million illegal aliens. You're going to see even greater numbers cross our borders. And in a New York Times report, March the 18th of 1988, it's titled The Third World is Reborn in America. And it's in my books and it's in my writings. And it shows where in 1985, Mexicans, the poorest, the third and fourth grade educations, diseased and uneducated and illiterate and completely poverty-stricken. And if anybody's been to Mexico City, I can tell you, you can see it. There's 3-4 million people on the outskirts of Mexico City living in cardboard shacks, doing their morning constitutional with their chickens. Well, they're now importing themselves into the United States of America. And I'll come back with those. It's called colonias or colonies, new neighborhoods, and I'll tell you about the implications of them in the next section.
Frosty, we will be back to listen to this incredible information. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado. He's a member of the Breaking All the Rules News Columnist Guild. He writes very frequently for Jeff Rentz's site at Rentz.com, and also Elizabeth Wright, an African-American who is a paleoconservative and who has the News with Views site at newswithviews.com. These are all places where you can pick up Frosty Wooldridge's writings on a regular basis, and I can guarantee you that you will not be disappointed. You will be overwhelmed by his ability to analyze and to bring quantitative data into some sort of a very perceptible analysis that can get to the rest of us, including me. And when you read some of the things that he has written in his work, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, it really brings into perspective that we are talking literally, in my judgment, and certainly I would imagine Frosty's, about the end of the United States as we have known it, if this whole situation with illegal immigration is not turned around, and turned around very soon. Frosty, when I see some of the things that you bring before Betar and Rents.com and Elizabeth Wright's publication, News with Views, it seems to me that we're very close to being in an irreversible situation. I mean, if people like McCain and Kennedy, for example, are able to achieve a legislation that would grant, ultimately grant in the United States Senate, some form of blanket amnesty to the 20 million illegals who are already here, wouldn't that be the end of the ball game at that juncture?
That's correct, Mark, and I want people to really understand this. If Senate Bill 2611 passes in the next couple of months, it will guarantee us the added 100 million. But the problem is that about 70 million of that 100 million is going to be will be people from third world countries with an average education. Well, in fact, it'll be 70 million people that are high school dropouts. And the one thing that marks a third world country is a lack of education and an illiterate population that cannot and does not provide for, participate in, or can it construct a Republican or Democratic form of government. Now, we are a constitutional republic. And even right now, with the there's 4 points that a republic needs. Or it's a very delicate form of governance. And it needs, number one, a highly educated population. Number two, it needs the population to adhere to the similar moral code. It then needs a population that will adhere to a similar ethical system whereby everybody buys into it. In other words, law and order. And number four, it needs a populace that speaks the same language so that the population can debate and then come to resolution and apply solutions to what is facing the society. If you look out across America right now, we have over 25 million people that don't speak English in this country. We have well over 30 million people who are functionally illiterate. And I'm a former teacher and college instructor at Cornell University, at Michigan State, at Colorado University. I've lectured at DU, Denver University, University of Dayton in Ohio. I really talked around the nation. And that kind of crisis will not allow us to maintain the intelligence, collective intelligence that it takes to maintain this republic. And so, as you can imagine, these next 70 million people that are going to all be immigrants into this country also come with incompatible cultures and literally cultures that are back somewhere in the Stone Age in many cases. And there's no way to educate them and enculturate them fast enough. And if you remember back in 1964, we only took in 170,000 immigrants per year. And we could educate them. We could get them into the American dream. We could accept them and keep a balanced society because that many people egressed out of the United States every year. But Teddy Kennedy and LBJ signed into a law, the 1965 Immigration Reform Act, and that is what gave us 106 million people in just the last 40 years. But now, the next one is going to give us 100 million people in the next 33 years, and then another 100 million in the next 25 after that. And that's the lowest figures, Mark. I always work with the lowest, most conservative figures that we know we're going to hit. So if 2611 does pass, it will be what I call the human tsunami and the Hurricane Katrina of our demise. And let me give this very clearly. If you all remember 2 years ago in Sri Lanka, all of a sudden 100,000 people died within 5 minutes because the tectonic plate shifted out in the Pacific Ocean, and an earthquake below the ocean created an energy wave. You couldn't see it, you couldn't touch it, you couldn't hear it, you couldn't feel it. It was under the water, and it only became evident, of course, when what? It hit. And then everybody became victims. Now, if you look at Katrina 2 years ago, Katrina, we knew it was coming. We knew it was 200-mile-an-hour winds. We knew that it was going to hit the coast. But there were people who sat there and said, maybe it'll turn direction, maybe it'll degrade to a Category 1, maybe it will not be so bad, oh, I'll ride it out because we've done it in the past, I'll ride it out again. Well, the fact is it did hit. Now, you saw the devastation and the destruction of the entire coastline of the southern United States from Texas all the way to Mississippi. And there's still, you can go down there, I was there this summer, it is devastation all over certainly in Louisiana and across the coastline, that it can't even, it's so horrific, it can't even get to pick it up and fix it at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, if we allow the next 100 million Americans, which they won't be Americans, but they'll be here, to manifest here in the next 33 years, which is the demographic reality we face with this immigration crisis, you will not, your children will become literally victims of a human tsunami. And then we will become just like China, just like India, just like Bangladesh, much like Mexico. We will have massive and enormous pockets of poverty. We'll have water shortages that will be extraordinary, that you can't solve them. You can't simply deal with that kind of a population figure. And so that's what we face as a nation. And it's coming unless we change course. In other words, if you were a member of the Titanic back in, I think, 1912, and you were on the maiden voyage on the greatest steamship ever created, but you're watching us go into the North Atlantic and you're seeing these giant icebergs, wouldn't you want to tell the captain of the ship, and I think his name was John Edwards or Edward John, sir, aren't we going too fast here? Maybe we should turn course and go south. I mean, wouldn't you want to do that? And that's what I'm trying to do. We need, as a nation, as the populace, and we are the passengers of this ship, we need to talk to our Congress. We certainly need to talk to the captain named Bush at this point, who are recklessly and irresponsibly driving us toward this population iceberg. And I guarantee you, if we allow this to continue, both legal and illegal immigration, doesn't make any difference, both of them are swamping this country, then we will, and I've said this before, the more extreme our numbers, the more extreme our children's consequences. And that's the great crisis we face. And as you read my series, and I'm going to run it out to 20 parts, it's now in the 14th part, this Thursday will be part 15, such facts and figures as this. Let me just give this to you. Large populations living in megacities consume massive amounts of the Earth's energy to maintain their infrastructures and daily flow of human activity. The Sears Tower in Chicago alone uses more electricity in a single day than the city of Rockford, Illinois, with 152,000 people. Our species now consumes nearly 40% of the net primary production of energy on the Earth. The amount of solar energy converted to plant organic matter through photosynthesis, even though we make up only one-half of 1% of the animal biomass on this planet. You see, what we're doing is multiplying ourselves out of the carrying capacity of the planet's ability to water and feed and clothe and house us and give us somewhat of a decent standard of living. And that's what we face from this massive. And just think of it. If you're in Chicago right now, you're probably in gridlock. You're breathing poison toxic air. If you're in Los Angeles, you're with 20-something million other people in gridlock. If you're in Los Angeles, or if you're in Houston or Atlanta or Chicago or New York or Miami, you're in this massive overflow of people. We now import almost 60% of our oil. We're so far out of our carrying capacity. And at some point, we burn about 80 million barrels of oil in the United States. I mean, excuse me, 22 million barrels of oil in the United States every day, 80 million around the world. Just think of the impact of adding another 100 million Americans here in this country in the next 33 years. And you're multiplying the gridlock traffic, you're multiplying the air pollution, the acid rain, the use of water, and all the other consequences by 100 million. And so that's what we face, and if we continue, we will be checked. And Henry Kendall once said, you can bring about population stabilization graciously, or nature will do it brutally. And that's why I'm on this particular, my path is to, kind of like a Susan B. Anthony, bring suffragettes into being back in her time, or even like Dr. Martin Luther King, back in the 60s when he was marching for equal rights to the restaurants and schooling and so forth. We right now are in the midst of the greatest crisis since the Civil War, and my life purpose right now is to educate America that we either change course or we will suffer the whirlwind of a human Katrina that we will not survive, we will not be able to solve once it hits us. And that's the great crisis we face, Mark.
Sam in Missouri, you're on the line for Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, good. Well, it depends on what zone you're in, whether it's good morning or good afternoon. But anyway,
thank you.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying, Frosty, regarding as far as population from countries like Mexico and China coming in here. You can't just pile everybody into one place and expect everything to work. I mean, you know, but with the problem that I see here that really concerns me is we have to be very, very careful how we handle this whole issue of overpopulation, because there are elements out there who believe in the kind of population reduction schemes like perhaps what we had in the days of Adolf Hitler. I mean, you can dispute the numbers on that all you want to.
Sure.
There's some people that do, and I get tired of getting caught up in semantics here. But but the problem you have is that I'm already running into people. In fact, I talked to a good friend of mine over the weekend who is going right down the path that I predicted back in the late 80s was going to happen over this overpopulation issue from Mexico and various other places. And he thinks that that we should start doing away with people. And I said, well, I said, where do you draw the line on this? I said, how long is it going to be before we have people like blind people, which I am one, or somebody like that, where they will say, well, these people, because of their disabilities, are not, you know, they're not as useful to society as we would like. So where do you, where do you start on all this? And the point, so, you know, sometimes the way I deal with this issue when people go down this road, I use absurdity to fight absurdity.
Okay.
So the question we ask is, okay, then if you go down that road, then are you willing to be the first one to step up to the injection center, for example? And I use that point to point out that one of the things that I predicted, which seems to be coming to pass, is there are those people now who are starting to buy into this whole very issue of the same kind of genocidal type mindset that is exactly detrimental to our country every bit as much as any other problem that we have, in the sense that most of the illegal alien problems that we have could be solved if they would stay over in their own country. And also, corrupt governments are the other end of this issue that create the problems, because corrupt governments use all of these agendas to their own advantage. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's where you create a problem or you allow a problem to occur, and the public cries out for a solution, and then when the solution is screamed for by the public, then the government comes in with a solution, the very government that perhaps created the problem, and the solution is often worse than the problem before it ever got out of control. So in other words, you make a mess in order to come in and clean it up, and the way you clean it up is often more detrimental than before the mess ever started.
You make an outstanding point. Let me speak to the first one. My solutions are humanitarian and certainly heartfelt and realistic. We don't need to have any kind of harsh solutions at this point in time. All we need to do here in America is have a 10-year moratorium on all immigration. In other words, shut the borders down so that we don't absorb this massive 2 to 3 million people per year, and simply take care of our own country, which will then force those countries to start manifesting their own population stabilization. Certainly, international family planning is extraordinarily important, and women of the world need that. We practice it here in this country, and that's why we have a 2.03 fertility level. And in fact, we are a balanced society. We maintain a replacement society. So we don't need to have anybody stepping up to injection booths or gas chambers or Stalin or certainly Hitler type situations. What we need to do is stop this inflow, and then we balance ourselves off, and we need to address the population in a rational and an educated way, and then we lead the world. And then all of a sudden, the rest of these world leaders understand, and we could even bring to them, because we're a compassionate nation, all of the abilities of international family planning. And that, of course, does not include abortion. That means prevention, birth control. And it is the only way that we can move out of this thing in a humane way. And so that's the way to do it, because that will bring us stability. And then these other nations follow suit. I'm hoping to get a hold of Ted Turner right now to create a population movie I mean, you've got Al Gore created his movie on climate change. It's called An Inconvenient Truth. We need a movie that also brings out the aspect that we cannot any longer continue to grow, multiply, and take dominion, because the consequences are not only great for all of the planet, but for certainly the human species and everyone else. And so, again, let's do this before we're set into that next 100 million added people here in the United States, and let's do it before the whole world population grows from the current 6.5 billion to as high as 9.8 billion at the mid-century. Because if we don't get it stopped here, if we don't solve it here, then there's no way we're going to survive it, and no one else will survive it either. It's going to become a calamitous situation that nature solves, and you won't like nature's way of solving it, because I've already seen it.
We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado, when we return. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Frosty Wooldridge of Denver, Colorado, immigration expert and member of the BATR Columnist Guild. wanted to warn Frosty and our listeners and our callers that in these next 10 minutes or so, we have a number of frequent commercial breaks, and then there will be a longer period of time for conversation. A couple of house cleaning items. Wanted to mention that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or by contacting us on the World Wide Web at rbnlive.com. That's rbnlive.com. You can also obtain Republic Broadcasting Network t-shirts by using those same points of contact, rbnlive.com, as well as notyranny.com and 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And again, use those contact points on the World Wide Web at rbnlive.com or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Richie in Louisiana, you're on the line for Frosty Wooldridge. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, thank you for the show and having Frosty on. And Frosty, great to hear you. Very perspicacious are you. I'd like to address this issue, which is pretty obvious when I mention it. It's the racial issue in regard to this immigration invasion we're having. This is basically a white man's country. Now, of course, over the last 200 years with immigration, there have been many cultures that are here and have assimilated, and the white man stole and brought the black man here, and that's had a huge dynamic on the political and social aspects of this country. But for practical purposes, it was invented by white people. The laws come from it. It comes from a Hebrewic Christian background, biblical right. background. Frosty, do you see any biblical application to this? And then I want to have another question. Why would a majority of white politicians and somewhat of the white populace be willing to dispossess themselves of our heritage, of our culture, and do it gleefully? Some of the, you'll see in the liberal circles, like, you know, liberal people, they look at it as, well, we're all one people in one world. But the political elites who are engineering this, what do they get out of it, Frosty?
You make two outstanding questions, and I have scratched my head many times over the years. The problem we face is men like Teddy Kennedy have never stepped foot into American culture, don't know what's going on, and simply live in that rarefied air of the Senate and are disconnected. Well, when you look at the corporations that are now running the Congress, and they are running the Congress, they buy and sell everything, the Abramoffs, and you go on down the lines, the corruption is just unbelievable. You now have a...
Here's that first commercial break I warned you about.
May I hold on?
I want to... Yes, absolutely, Richie. Hold on. We'll be back with Richie's questions and Frosty's answers at Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us and stay with Frosty Wooldridge. Right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.